Star 1310, and our guest is Alvin Moore. Alvin, how are you?
Doing good, and yourself?
Doing great. You are a playwright, director. You also act, am I correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay. How did you, and why did you decide to become a playwright and get into the business?
It's kind of a long story, but I think I've always wanted to act and to direct and to even do some playwriting as well. But I started off as a minister, and so eventually I saw that through my ministry I was more applicable to people through my entertainment, and I felt like there would be another platform for me to send a message to the youth, to the adults, and to the people abroad. So it kind of pushed me into another medium, if you will, which is entertainment. And so now I see entertainment as being another stepping stone for ministry as well.
A mother's prayer. Tell us about that and some of the folks who were acting in a mother's prayer.
A mother's prayer stemmed from my own mother, who was sick for about 10 years from a disease called cerebellar degeneration. And I started performing that in college at Tennessee State University, and we just kept performing it each year, and everybody seemed to kind of gravitate towards it. And when I pitched it to the IBFF in 2008, Swirl Films, they picked it up and they wanted to recast it. And they ended up putting Robin Givens in it, Johnny Gill, Shirley Murdoch, and myself, obviously, as well. And that was my first directorial debut with the stars, if you will.
When the lights go out, tell us about that.
That was kind of stemmed off of a mother's prayer. When they saw the effectiveness that we have through a mother's prayer and the return on from the customers, how much people love the plays and the characters that I played, it kind of just gravitated to where the company kind of came back to me again asking me, you know, if I could, the company, which is Image Entertainment, Swirl Films, they came back to me asking for another one. And that was the one I was currently doing at the time. And in that one, we actually have Wendell Raquel Robinson, Clifton Powell, Lloyd, R&B sensation, Keith Robinson from Dreamgirls, and myself and some others. We also have Will Davenport, who's located here in Nashville, in addition to Sinead Edwards. So that was been a very, really good one as well.
How was it working with Clifton Powell? Because it seems like he's everywhere.
he is a very down-to-earth person. I really love working with him. He's very knowledgeable, and he knows a whole lot about the industry. He's very open, but he is very, 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 very funny. I mean, he is hilarious. So, yeah, he's a real good guy to hang around.
Okay. Then we move on to The Hell She Wrote. How about that?
The Hell She Wrote was written about 2 years ago, and I haven't filmed that one yet. I may not film that one until maybe next year sometime, but I kind of want to tour that one first. I'm actually in the process now of getting investors and angel investors on board now to help us fund that one for a tour. But that one is kind of centered around individuals who feel like they've been punishing themselves from the past. Another stage play that I'm also in, that's another stage play. I play the part of Gramps, a very, 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 very fun play to be in. And it's probably one of my more popular plays, although I haven't actually filmed it just yet.
Okay, and now it brings us to The Perfect Gift. You are acting in The Perfect Gift.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I played a small role in The Perfect Gift as well. I kind of took myself out of the picture a little bit more on The Perfect Gift because I really wanted to put the emphasis on the holiday season, which is Christmas time, and it's centered around Michael Harris, who's being played by Ruben Studdard. Ruben Studdard, he has an issue with commitment because of his past losses. He lost his previous wife to a car accident on Christmas Eve. And so now he has an issue, although he's been in a relationship for like the last 12, 13 years, and they have a child together, everything like that. His whole life has been pretty much stagnated because of that issue, because of his past loss. So now he's at a place where his revelation is going to come through the very people he can't stand the most, which is his mother-in-law, which is his father-in-law. They're going to all come in town this year, which is going to speed the action up. It's going to make it a very fun play to watch. So, and they actually have Golden Brooks in it. Darius McQuarrie from Family Matters. Ruben Studdard. Clifton Powell, again, he's also in that one. And Buddy Lewis, myself, my sister Eula Frost, and Jewel Lucien. That's a power pack play as well.
Why does it seem now that Christian plays are very popular?